Okay, so what I want to deal with today is, as things go, a very classic topic. I mean, a lot of the topics in Sfeiradome are pretty. These are the parts of Menachah that people actually learn. So what I want to deal with is the question of why don't we count twice, right? Yosef and I were talking before Shir about how many siddurim you keep here in Israel, but we all know that in Chutz La'aretz, at the very least, we keep 2 days of Yom Tov Misafek, right? Because when the month used to be decided by witnesses, so the witnesses could be delayed, and if the witnesses were delayed, so then you wouldn't know in time what. Sorry, that's Rosh Hashanah. Sorry. I'm so tired. The reason that we keep 2 days Yom Tov is because originally it was witnesses, and then in order to inform people, what you did was you lit the beacons, right? Remember, we talked about this a little bit with Sfeirat Omer. And then once the Tzdukim started messing with the months, so they had to send messengers, but messengers took a long time. And therefore, they might not make it in time to inform people that it was what day Rosh Chodesh was. They wouldn't know what day Yom Tov was, so we keep 2 days of Yom Tov. And then, even though nowadays we have a schedule, so what happened? The Gemara in Beitza said, "Minhag Avoteinu beYadeinu." Right, we keep the custom of our ancestors, and we still keep 2 days of Yom Tov. So the Baal HaMa'or, if you remember, I know the search it looks a little bit long, but if you look down, it's actually quite short. I put a lot of English from the Rav, David Shapiro put together a book from the Rav on Sfeirat Omer. Which is very nice. So, anyways, this topic should take us, I hope, one day. But the Baal HaMa'or asks, why don't we do the same thing with Sfeirat Omer? Meaning, on the first night of the Omer, which is the second night of Pesach. So here in Israel, most people, except maybe some of you Americans, will be keeping 1 day of Yom Tov, and the second day is already Chol HaMoed, because we have no Safek. But in Chutz La'aretz, they'll be keeping the second day of Pesach, which should be Chol HaMoed, as the second day of Yom Tov. So if you think about it, in the Torah, the first day of the Seder, the first day of Sfeirat Omer was always the first day of Chol HaMoed. You would never count the Omer at the Seder, right? Because the Seder is a halacha in the first day of Yom Tov. Yom Tov. So the Baal HaMa'or's question is, but wait a second. If in Chutz La'aretz you keep two Seders, that means you think that the second day of Pesach might really be the first day of Pesach. But that means that on the first day of the second day of Pesach, still count today is the first day of Svira. But what will you do on the first day of Chol HaMoed? You should say today might be day one, or it might be day two. So why don't we do that? Why don't we do that? So if you look at the question here in the Baal HaMa'or, day zero, right? The first day might be day zero, right? The first day might be day zero, and the second day might be day one. So that means that when you start counting on the second night, you'd say today might be day one or day zero of the Omer. And on day two, you say today might be day two or day one. And day three, you say today might be day three or day two. Day four, day three. So just like we keep a second Seder in Chutz La'aretz, because you're not sure if it's the first day of Chol HaMoed or the first day or the first day of Yom Tov. So the same thing should be true at Sfeirat Omer. You shouldn't know what day it is. You should count twice. So if you look at the bolded part, we read this Baal HaMa'or originally. So look at the bolded part. He says, Va'od matam einanu sofrim shtei sfirot misafeg. K'mo shanu osin shnei yomim tovim misafeg. Why don't we count twice out of doubt, just like we keep that, just like we keep 2 days of yantif out of doubt? So what's his answer? Uklalo shel davar ein anu lahachmir ba'omer she'ein elo zecher ba'alma. Answer one is it's just derabanan. It's just zecher lemikdash. Don't be so machmir. Okay, so answer one is meh. We keep 2 days of yantif because yantif is biblical. We don't count 2 days of Sfirat Omer because it's rabbinic, it's Zecher HaMikdash. So you're right. We should count 2 days. But we don't. New. Not a big deal. Not a big deal. Okay, it's rabbinic, so we don't. Kill me. Right? Sue me. That is first answer. His second is the following. So you look after the ellipsis. He says, "V'im amar b'shmini safek shvi'i shel sukkah meitav yatvina v'uchelom mevarchin an shlotavo bracha shi ba'a mikach yom tov sheni shel sukkah shudurabanan v'takar yom tov rishon shel shmini chag de'oraita shuhu umei kenegda umishumachi yatvina v'lo mevarchin an." So he says, normally, when you have a Sveik Adyoma, do you guys make brachot on the second day of Yom Tov? Yosef, do you make brachot on the second day of Yom Tov?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Good. Thank you. That's the right answer. There's one Sveik Adyoma where you don't make a bracha, where you do the mitzvot in case it's Yom Tov, but you don't make a bracha. And what is that? No, during the year, there's one day, I just read it. That is Shmini Atzeret. Right? On Shmini Atzeret, the halacha is you sit in the sukkah, but you don't make a bracha. Why don't you make a bracha? So why do you sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret? Because it might be the last day of Sukkot. Right? Shmini Atzeret is the day after Sukkot. But because of this, the doubt of the day, the Sveika Dioma, Shmini Atzeret might be the last day of Sukkot. So you have to sit in the sukkah. But you don't make a bracha, and the Baal HaMor says, why not? Because it would be insulting to Shmini Atzeret to say, I'm sitting in a sukkah. Because halachically, right, in Israel, we never sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret. Because Shmini Atzeret is not Sukkot. It's the day after Sukkot. So if you were to say the bracha of sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeret, you would be insulting Shmini Atzeret because you'd be saying, oh, it's Shmini Atzeret, but maybe it's not Shmini Atzeret. And therefore, we tell you, you have to sit in the sukkah because it might be Sukkot. We don't want you to verbalize, I'm sitting in the sukkah, al mitzvah sukkah, because that would insult Shmini Atzeret because it's probably Shmini Atzeret. It's only a suffix that it's Sukkot. And you don't want the doubt of Sukkot to insult, so to speak, the biblical Shmini Atzeret. So the Baal HaMor says the same thing might be true by Sfirat Omer. It says, Heyach anu nakor birchat Sfirat Omer b'yom tov sheni, shiba mikach yom tov rishon, shumen atorav, v'nidcha b'mnei yom tov sheni d'rabanan, shu omei k'negda, d'rabanan lo'ati v'dachi d'horeita, v'chmanin v'varchina, and he says, you don't want to insult Sfirat Omer, so that's why, first of all, you make a bracha on the first night. And then he says, he said, the reason you can't count 2 days misafeg is because what will happen on day 50? Day 50 is what we call Shavuot, right? Shavuot is the day after Sfirat Omer. But what would happen if you counted 2 days misafeg? What would you have to do on Shavuot night? Say, today is Shavuot, and today is still the 49th day of the Omer, meaning it's not Shavuot. And he says, that's insulting. You can't do that. So therefore, we don't do it. So he has two arguments. What? Yeah, yeah, sure. So he says there's two reasons for the Balamor why we don't count twice because of Sveika Diyom. One is, it's just a Rabbanan. Don't worry about it too much. It's just a Zecher LeMikdash. Who cares? Okay, that's one. That's clear? Okay. Answer two is that if you count every day, today is day two or day one, today is day three or day two, so that's great until day 50. Because day 50, right, Shavuot is the day after Sfirat HaOmer is over. And if every day you count from Misafek, so on Shavuot, what are you going to have to say? Today might be Shavuot, or it might still be the 49th day of the Omer and be a regular weekday. But that's insulting. You can't tell Shavuot. Today's Shavuot, but it might not be. It might really be the day before Shavuot, the 49th day of the Omer. You can't do that. That's insulting Shavuot. So he says, therefore, the reason you don't count 2 days, Misafik, is because if you did, by the end, you'd end up insulting Shavuot by being forced to count on Shavuot. Today might be day 49, i.e., I'm celebrating Shavuot, but it might not be Shavuot. And we don't want you to insult Shavuot in that way. Okay? Okay, good. That is his logic. Two practical answers. Either it's just a Rabbanan or whatever. You should, but it would end up insulting Shavuot. Can you give me a different svara? What I want to do is see two more svaras. Two more logical arguments to explain this. Can you think of a different reason why you might not count 2 days Misafek?
He said he'd be doing a mitzvah. What's the phrase? Doing an unnecessary mitzvah?
So not necessarily, right? We you can make that argument by 2 days Yom Tov always, right?
By what?
By any times we do 2 days of Yom Tov. It's not really Yom Tov, right? Meaning, right? His argument is if we make 2 days of Yom Tov, so why don't we do 2 days of two counts of Sfirat Omer? If you want to say, well, it's like Bal Tosif or something, it's adding an unnecessary mitzvah, well, isn't that a problem with 2 day Yom Tov? But we say no, Derabbanan, we tell you to keep Yom Tov, Misafek. So you could have said the same by Sfirat Omer. But you want to give me a more fundamental answer? And I have two more for you. So, What might be the problem? Right, according to the Balamor, fundamentally, is it possible to count double? It is. It's just that either Derabbanan don't bother, or he says you could count twice for 48 out of the 49 days, but on the last day it would be a problem. But fundamentally, there's no problem with a double count. But could you say that maybe double counting is fundamentally problematic, or maybe worse than problematic? Maybe it's nonsensical, right? Why might it not make sense? Okay, so let me show you two different explanations, okay? One comes from the Dvar Avram, who was the Rav of Kovno. Okay, so he says, he suggests the following. I'll say it outside, and then we'll look at it inside. He says, maybe the problem is like this. It's possible to keep 2 days of Yom Tov. It's possible. But there's a problem with doing a double count. And you know what that is? That's not called counting, right? That's not called counting. He says, what does it mean to count something? Guys, are you still there? Did I lose you? Right. He says, look, it's very simple. He says, you know why you don't do double count? It's not because derabanan. It's because, think about it. If I had money and I said, I asked you, how much money do you have? You need to pay for, you need to pay your rent. So you say, how much money is it? So your rent is $1,500 a month and you're paying in cash. So he says, how much money do you have? And you say, well, I might have $1,500 or I might only have $1,400. So your landlord will say, well, count. So you count it. You say, I might have 15, I might have 14. He'll say, what are you doing? I asked you, count the hundreds, make sure you have the right amount of money. Is it 15 hundreds or is it 14 hundreds? What do you have there? Right? A count, there's no such thing as a count. This is one or two. This is two or three. A count means one, two, three, four, not one or two, two or three, four. Like, what is that? A count is a count. Right? A count means you're counting to know. If you don't know what you're doing, so that's not a count. So for some reason, Svaria is not pulling up for me. It's crashing. So let's do this the old-fashioned way. I'll pull it up on my computer the old-fashioned way, right? It's okay. It's just like two lines of Gemara, so I'll read it to you. Meaning I'll read it to you in the Hebrew here. I know it's easier if I have the English there, but whatever. Here. So he says, look at the following Gemara. Okay, this needs a little bit of background. So there's a halacha called Maser Behema. Now, Maser Behema, you give a tenth of your new animals to the Kohen, except the way you do it is very specific. You don't say, well, I have 50 new animals, I give five. What you have to do is it's not 10%, but it's every 10th animal. So the way you have to give the animal is you line up all your animals in a pen in front of a narrow door, and you let them go out of the door one by one. And then you count. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. And the 10th animal goes to the Kohen. Okay? So the Gemara then says, if you look here at the bottom, what happens if kafat echad min haminuyin litocho kulan pturin? What if one of the animals that was already counted jumps back into the group? What's the halacha? They're all exempt. They're all exempt. Because you're not chaya for a suffix. Right? Once the count is messed up, the Gemara says, you are putter. And if you look at the top of the Gemara, it says, Mayis lach lamemer, why? Asiri vaday amrachmana, velo asiri suffix. You need the definite tenth and not the doubtful tenth. So why? So the Dvar Avram says, because this is a count. There, you don't give 10% of your animals, you give every 10th animal. And once the numbers get mixed up, because something that was already counted jumps back into the uncounted, everything is chaos. And therefore, there's no determinant. You don't know for sure that this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And counting requires certitude. And therefore, maybe the reason you don't count is because, not because of a safek, not because it's derabanan, but because there's no such thing as a count, me, safek. Ooh, we lost. Okay, let's wait a second. Noah just lost. Okay, so what the Dvar Avram says is that maybe the reason that we don't count 2 days is because that's just not called a count, right? And I want to show it to you now inside. Okay, here's the piece in Dvar Avram. He said, now the way he got into this question was actually from a different question, which was, Misha b'derech rechoka b'en eretz rov, I'm a subuk mini mei svira omer, in my omei b'shlosh l'svira arba, im yachol avarech l'spor mishveka shnei misparim, Hainu, ayom, shlosh, yom, arba, yamim. The way he started it was not, why do we not count normally? He said, what if you personally aren't sure what day it is? Can you count 2 days? And he says, v'hine b'pshuto nireh. It seems to me, she'ein inyan ha'svirah she'otzi milod ha'mispar mipin. To count doesn't mean to have words come out of your mouth. Ela inyana she'yeda v'yuchlat etzlo midar u'be'achleina minyan shu sofer. What it means to count is to know that today is one, today is two. U'v'lav achilu mikri svirah. Without that, that's not a counting. Klal. Ela kriot milo. That's just saying words. Hasvira. You're saying the words of a count. Hudavi. Velo svira atma. That's not called a count. And he says, I'll explain other halachot with it. He says, uvezen nirali lahasbir v'tamoshal magen Avraham. He says, counting means to know what today is. And therefore, the magen Avraham says, she'ein sofrin ela b'lashon shu meivin. Ve'eino meivin lashon ha'kodesh, v'sivir lashon ha'kodesh lo yatsa. The Magen Avram says that normally we tell you that for most mitzvot, if you don't know Hebrew, you can still be Yotze in Hebrew. But he says it's not true for Svirat Omer. The Magen Avram says you count in the language you understand. If you don't understand Hebrew and you count in Hebrew, you're not Yotze. You're not Yotze. And he says that the Yavits argued, and he said why? By Kriyat Shema, by Kiddush, by Hallel, by Brachot, you're allowed to say it in Hebrew even if you don't understand. So why is this different? So here in what I am highlighting now, he says Ulafi Hanal Musbar Yafe. He said, you know what the difference is? Gabe Kriyat Shema Dekaveta Shein Rak Kriyot Vamir Luchot. Any mitzvah which is just a reading like Hallel or Kriyat Shema, so fine. If you don't understand it, but you're saying it in Hebrew, you're Yotze, because you're reading, right? You can read and not understand, but skipping down, aval besvira, lo be'inan klal kara, lugului shetzarach lavin edvarim, v'fishim yitzal atma, v'nitzir aminyan elak shetasofer, amona yodeya, u'mevin en amispar. But when it comes to svira, counting is about knowing what today is. You can't just say the words, today is one or two or three or two, four or three. That's nonsense. Next paragraph. And since, if you don't know what you're saying, it's not called counting. And therefore, when you don't know what day it is, you don't count 2 days out of doubt. Deheich yomar hayom shlosha yamim hayom arba yamim days of misparu. You can't say today is three, today is four. Which is it? Shim efshar shu shlosha efshu arba imkain lo avim mispar klal. If it might be three and it might be four, that means you didn't count. Shere eno makir veino yodeya behechleit et amispar shu mona, because you don't know for sure what day it is. And then he says, and I won't read this paragraph entirely, but he says this isn't just true of someone who personally happens to not know what day Svirat Omer is. He said, this is how I explain the Balamor. Why is it? Was then nearly the Tars, Majik Sharaza, Balamor, etc. He said, why is it that we don't normally count 2 days, Misveka the Yoma, when we do for 2 days of Yom Tov? Because you can't count Misafeg. But to be honest, at the end he writes, that he's not sure this is true. He writes, and this is something we'll come back to, that Tosfot says that nowadays you're allowed to count before nightfall because it's only Dirabanan. So maybe you would say, doesn't that disprove this? Because if you're allowed to count at night before you're sure that it's nightfall, so doesn't that prove that you don't need certitude? But then he says, nah, Olkush to the Milta Emikain Raya. He said, no. When you count right before nightfall, there is no doubt as to the count. What's the doubt? The doubt is it yet day one or is it yet day two? But you have no doubt about your counting. You're either saying today is already day two or you're saying what, as soon as, you know, in the next 5 minutes, it will be day two. But the count is certain. It's just not clear whether it is or not, right? That's like saying, today I have $100 and tomorrow I'll have $200 because I get $100 a day. I'm still counting, right? I can either count each day, today I have 100, today I have 200, or I can sit in a calendar and say, how much money will I have in 10 days from now? Well, I get 100 on day one, 200 on day two, 300 on day three, 400 day four, and therefore I anticipate the day. That's also a count. The only thing you need for counting is certitude. And therefore you can count on the day or you can count in anticipation of the day. So saying that you're allowed to count before it's nightfall in anticipation of the day doesn't violate his rule. So that is the suggestion of the Dvar Avraham, that counting, the reason we don't count 2 days is because maybe counting is not susceptible to debt. However, I will note, and I remember Rabbi Reichman once saying this, is that everybody quotes this svara from the Dvar Avraham, but if you want to be honest, the Dvar Avraham himself at the end says that since the Balamor and the Ran don't answer the question this way, but they answer it with technical answers, such as, oh, it's only Derabanan, or it'll embarrass Shavuot, it must be that they didn't believe that this was true, and therefore, since they didn't believe that it was true, he says, even though I like the lamdus, I like the svara, I'm not going to paskin this way. And lehalacha, he says that the person who doesn't know what day it is should indeed count today is 3 and 4. So this notion that you need certitude for counting, it's the havamina of the Dvar Avraham, but lemaskana, he's not really ready to paskin like it. But at any rate, that is possibility two. Is that clear? Right, possibility two, whether or not the Dvar Avraham said lahalacha, but possibility two is that counting requires certitude. Are we good? Noah, good? Yosef?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Correct. Right, counting means to count, to know what it is. The third possibility from the Rav, and then I'll read both inside in English to clarify it, is the Rav had one more possibility. And that is, there's a difference between halachot that depend on the calendar date and those that don't. So he says, Sveika de Yoma of Yom Tov, the reason you do that is because Yomim Tovim are dependent on the calendar. And you can have a doubt as to whether today is the 15th or the 16th. Just like I'm sure some of you don't know what today is. Is it the 1st of April? Is it the 2nd? Is it the 31st of March? You probably don't remember because we haven't left our house and time is meaningless. So you can have doubt about the calendar. But it doesn't make sense to have a doubt about Sfirat HaOmer because it doesn't depend on the calendar. Right? Sfirat HaOmer isn't. Sfirat HaOmer is Mimacharata Shabbat, count for 49 days. Right? It's not a calendar issue. It's just count. So maybe he argues that Sveika Dioma is only about halachot that depend on the calendar. But if they don't depend on the calendar, they just, you know, are independent of that. So then there's no doubt. So let me read you these two answers from the Rav, from Rav Shapiro's summary. He writes, the first answer, the Dvar Avraham, right? The Rav had heard another answer to Balmor's question from the Kavna Rav, Rav Avram Shapiro, the author of the Dvar Avraham. He takes from the Talmudic principle that counting Asiri Velo, etc. And here, I'll just read you the summary. Oh, sorry. I didn't share the screen. Let me share the screen with you. Sorry. Here is based on that Gemara. He says, maybe counting entails by definition certitude what cannot count with ambivalence or ambiguity. Thus suggested the Dvar Avraham, Sfirat HaOmer cannot accommodate Sfirat HaYoma and retain its integrity as a bona fide count. That was possibility one. The Rav was troubled by the implication of this approach. It should follow logically that the Babylonian Amoraim, who lived before the establishment of the calendar by Hillel II in the 4th century, and who lived as many of them too far from Yerushalayim to be notified of the date of Yom Tov, would not have been able to perform the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer, since they lived with the reality of Sfeikat Yomah, right? The Rav says this is hard, because then, nowadays, we don't have a real Sfeikat Yomah, it's just Minag Avotenu Biyadenu. But when they used to have real Suffolk, they didn't know what day it was, so they would never have been allowed to do Sfirat HaOmer. Had this been the case, argued the Rav, we would have been expected to find some reference in the Talmud. Accordingly, the Rav suggested his own answer to the question of the Baal HaMor, an answer which addresses the original question, but which avoids the problem raised by the Bar Avraham's answer. The Rav's approach is as follows. We must distinguish between those ritual observances on a given date, in our case, the 16th of Nisan, that are a function of Kedushat Hayom of the calendar date, and those that are assigned to a particular date independently of its Kedushat Hayom. The prohibition of malacha, the recitation of Kiddush and Musaf, the mitzvot of lulav and muktzah, these are expressions of the Kedushat Hayom of a specific calendar date. By contrast, Sfirat HaOmer is not a function of Kedushat Hayom. In fact, it, unlike the aforementioned mitzvot, continues 6 weeks beyond the days of Yom Tov. The Rav suggested that Chazal instituted the observance of Sfeikat Yomah only with regard to expressions of Kedushat Hayom. Hence, there was never a concern for satisfying a Sfeikat Yomah in the performance of Sfirat HaOmer. Therefore, it's not a relevant consideration for us, nor was it for the Babylonian Amoraim. And as a analogy, he gives the Gemara on Samachet Amud Bet. That basically there the Gemara has a machloket whether there's Sfeikat Yomah for Chadash. You know what, I won't get too much into that analogy. Let's look at the next analogy, right? He said, which perhaps better served as a paradigm for him, to his conceptual analysis, from Rosh Hashanah. And he says, although we don't mention a Musaf of the Rosh Chodesh, we do allude to Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So the Rishonim raised the following question. Why do we maintain the reference, so the Kolbo, right, basically said that you're not supposed to mention Rosh Chodesh on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And his argument was, right here, that the Kolbo feels that since Chazal did not institute a two-day observance of Ish Rosh Chodesh in the day asked for as an expression of Sfeikat Yomah, and since the observance of Rosh Chodesh on the first of Tishrei is not a function of the Kedushat Hayom of Rosh Hashanah, there is no need to allude to the Musaf Rosh Chodesh on the second day of the holiday. This, then, is the Rav's own answer to the question of the Baal HaMa'or. So what we have now is three answers, or four answers. The Baal HaMa'or's two answers, which is either it's just the Rabbanan, so you don't have to count twice, or it would insult Shavuot. You have the Dvar Avram's argument, which is counting requires certitude. And then you have the Rav's own answer, which is Sfeikat Yomah was only instituted for halachot that depend on the calendar, not halachot that don't depend on the calendar. In five, I just gave you, Ray Shapiro points out that Rosenzweig takes this idea and he builds it a bit hashkafically. And he says, based on the Dvar HaAvraham, as follows. So I'll say it outside. The Rav argued that why was it that the first mitzvah that the Jews got was this is hashkafic. Why did the Jew was the first mitzvah the Jews got, Jews get rather, after they were freed, Rosh Chodesh? So the Rav says, because the fundamental definition of freedom is that you have control over your own time, right? As he writes, time consciousness is a prerequisite to freedom. The slave who lives for the moment does not control his own destiny, whose time is literally not his own, is exempt from all mitzvot aseh she'zman grama, because he has no sensitivity to or appreciation of the nuances of time. So then he said that this idea connects to Svirata Omer. Because if the Dvar Avram is right, that Svirata Omer is about being certain, is counting time. So that connects to this idea that the first mitzvah we needed to get to count from Pesach, from our Yetziat Mitzrayim to Matan Torah, is this notion of taking control of time with certainty. So he writes, when the Jews were delivered from the Egyptian oppression and Moses rose to undertake the almost impossible task of metamorphosizing a tribe of slaves into a nation of priests, he was told by God that the path leading from the holiday of Pesach to Shavuot, from initial liberation to consummate freedom, leads to the medium of time. The commandment of Svira was entrusted to the Jews, to the Jew. The wondrous test of counting 49 successive days was put to them. These 49 days must be whole. If one day is missed, the act of enumeration is invalid. The slave who is capable of appreciating each day, of grasping its meaning and worth, of weaving each thread of time into a glorious fabric, quantitatively stretching over the period of 7 weeks, but qualitatively forming the warp and woof of centuries of change, is eligible for Torah. He has achieved freedom. And then he says, on the basis of this, many peculiar and seemingly incongruous facets of Svirata Omer can be justified. The very act of counting acquires significance and acquires a bracha, inasmuch as it represents a process whose aim is to sensitize man to this indispensable religious dimension of time consciousness. If we identify Svirata Omer with time awareness, then our act of counting is more than a simple marking of time between Pesach Shavuot or a passive noting of time's passage, like the counting of a Zava. Rather, Svirata Omer becomes a means of effecting an important psychological and religious transformation, which is most effectively achieved by verbal articulation and daily expression. The Ramban's allusion of analogy to the concept of Chol HaMoed is a particularly apt, etc. Right? This is that the Ramban says that the Omer period is sort of like the Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuot, and it's as if it's one big holiday. So Rav Rosenzweig says it's because it's 7 weeks in which we remove ourselves from the slavery of Pesach to get the Torah of Shavuot. But the last thing that he says is this, right? That it explains the Dvar Avram. That some Achronim respond that the very concept of counting would be undermined by indecisiveness. If we view Sphira from the perspective of time consciousness and human autonomy, this response takes on a new dimension of meaning. He also argues that maybe this is why we count days and weeks, because days allow us to take control of our immediate perspective, and weeks help us take into account or take control of our long-term goals in life. So this is sort of the hashkafic overlay of Rav Rosenzweig to the Dvar Avram, which is maybe the reason that specifically Svirata Omer is about certitude, is because it's part of the process of taking control of our time, which is definitional to removing ourselves from the slavery of Mitzrayim. So that's and maybe that's why you can't have any doubt. You need to be certain. And then he adds as well, maybe that's why we count days and weeks to take control both of our immediate time and our long-term plans over time. So that's Rav Rosenzweig's hashkafic ideas from the idea of the Dvar Avram plus the Rav. Okay, so those are the four reasons that we don't count 2 days. Either it's just derabanan, to not insult Shavuot, counting required certitude, or because Sveka Dioma is only on things that relate to the calendar, and Svirat Omer is not about the calendar at all. It's simply about counting from day one through day 49, and therefore there is no room for Sveka Dioma halacha. And then we saw the hashkafic resonances of this. Okay? I'll talk to you guys later.